Ahoy, landlubbers! All aboard for the undersea fantasy, Land of the Lost, with a big convoy of Lucky Seven prizes to follow. Land of the Lost is brought to you by the Bosco Company, makers of Bosco Milk Amplifier, the rich chocolatey syrup that make milk taste better than a soda fountain treat. You'll like Bosco hot, you'll like Bosco cold. And boy, oh boy, will your Land of the Lost club ever go for the swell-tasting drinks that Bosco makes. Yes, fellows and girls, you'll all go for delicious, chocolate-flavored Bosco. And now, the Bosco Company presents The Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, a kingdom fair as a dream. It lies far under the sea mysteriously, shining with ripples that glimmer and gleam.
And here is the discoverer of the Land of the Lost, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Hold tight to your magic seaweed, everyone, so you can breathe underwater. We're about to visit the Land of the Lost, that enchanted kingdom at the bottom of the sea where lost things come to life. Today, we meet a wicked key down there who once belonged to Bluebeard and who tried to... But you'll find out about that later.
The treats are on Bosco when you want a refreshing chocolate-flavored drink after busy play hours. Yes, a spoonful of Bosco stirred into that glass of milk means a nourishing, delicious treat for you. Bosco Milk Amplifier is rich in iron to help build red blood for the energy you need to keep up with the gang and get ahead of the game. Bosco and milk give you an extra to grow on, too. Important vitamin D. Bosco really treats you right. So treat yourself to delicious chocolatey Bosco today and every day. And now back to Isabel Manning Hewson.
It was the wise talking fish Red Lantern who used to take my brother Billy and me adventuring in the Land of the Lost. One morning, as we were following him through the mysterious green depths...
What's that strange-looking place we're coming to, Red Lantern?
All built of rock, with the entrance shaped like a great big keyhole.
Why, that's the lockup of lost keys, Small Fry. You Earth people are always losing them, you know.
Red Lantern, somebody's trying to catch up with us.
Eh? Oh, it's Long Ear, the sunfish.
Long Ear?
Ah, there, Red Old Headline. What's flush?
Well, I ought to ask you that, Long Ear. Tadpole's Mr. Sunfish covers the events at the lockup for our local newspaper, the Daily Splash. He's their keyhole reporter.
Oh.
But tell me, Long Ear, what's this rumor about the keys making trouble over at the lockup?
Trouble?
Come over here, Red. Now, confidentially, I happen to know some of them are getting fed up having to stay there for good. That skeleton key is up to something. You know, keys are used to going in and out all the time.
Hmm. I believe I'll have a chat with the master key. Just bang that knocker a couple of times, Billy. The master key will let us in.
Okay.
Well, that ought to fetch him.
Yes?
My gracious, that's the most tremendous key I ever saw.
Oh, well, file me down. Earth people.
Now, don't get rattled, Master Key. They're guests of Red Lantern's here.
Oh, well, gave me quite a turn. But come in, all.
Gee, Willikins, I never saw such a bunch of keys.
You said it, brother. Here's the way we feel about it.
Now we'll admit it's sad to see a glove without its mate, a ship without a rudder, or a fence without a gate.
Oyster stew without the oysters,
or a blackboard minus chalk.
But nothing's quite so futile as a key without a lock.
We used to be important.
I was carried by a queen.
I hid a guilty secret.
I could start a great machine.
I was guardian of the closet where old Bluebeard hid his wives.
But since our owners lost us, We lead the dullest lives.
We walk about and knock about as idle as can be. For if there is no luck about, who wants to be a king?
Golly, that is kind of tough.
Well, it's in the nature of a key to want to get into something. And if nothing else is available, they'll get into mischief.
I'll bet you seagulls to sandflies, Master. The fellow at the bottom of it all is that skillet.
One of the pallywogs, Longyear.
Oh, don't want to scare him. The fellow in the closet.
Who does he mean, Red Lantern?
Oh, just an old troublemaker, Isabel. By the way, Master Key, have you any keys from the palace here? They're missing one from the pantry.
Well, come and take a look for yourself, Red Lantern. Oh, but wouldn't your young friends like to see the rest of the lockup while you're busy?
Sure, that'd be swell.
And I'll get someone to show them through. Are you there, Slylock?
Yes, Master.
Slylock? Billy, look. That's the one who said he was Bluebeard's key.
Did you call me, Master?
Yes. These Earth friends of Red Lantern's would like to go through the lockup.
A pleasure. Step this way, please.
Well, see you later, Small Fry.
So, this is your first visit to our cozy old prison house.
A prison house?
Don't you ever break the rules and go AWOL?
Oh, I don't tell tales out of keyholes, sir.
Huh. Since when, Mr. Slylock?
Mercy! Who's she?
Ignore the creature. She's common brass.
My name's Key West, honey. What are you two nice-looking kids doing with that oily...
They are visitors. Master Key delegated me to show them around the lockup.
That's so. You've been hoping some visitors would drop in, haven't you?
Yeah? What for?
It's rather lonely for me down here, sir. No feasts, no lovely damsels, no midnight murder.
Huh?
You mean you like murders?
Oh, do you suppose led Bluebeard's wives to that forbidden room? Not Bluebeard. He warned them to stay away. It was I, Slylock, who whispered to them, open the door. Open it. No one will know.
Oh, what a dreadful creature.
Excuse me a moment. Oh, turnkey.
What do you suppose he's whispering about with that greasy-looking iron key?
Something tells me he's sending a little message to his Nibs.
Yeah? Who's this Nibs?
Don't you know? That's what they call the scout.
Only a nickname for a friend of mine.
Oh.
Now, follow me. This is the keyboard room.
My gracious! Piano keys all running around.
Can you beat it? They're still hunting for the lost chord.
Golly, they all look alike to me. How do you tell them apart?
By the way they sound, big boy.
Do,
do,
do.
We're the majors.
Why, of course, the majors.
Do, we're the minors.
What do you know?
In here, you'll find the winder upper department.
Wait a minute. Aren't you coming with us, Key West?
Uh-oh.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you, honey. Your friend Slylock turns me the wrong way.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing I can prove. Master Key thinks he's a great guy, but I don't trust him. He'd play both sides of the door against the middle any day.
Oh, gee.
Billy, we're waiting for you.
Oh, okay, I'm coming.
Wait, you dropped something.
Oh, just a piece of chalk I had in my pocket. There. So long, Key West.
Good luck, handsome. Be careful. Watch your step.
Huh. I wonder what she meant by that.
You better hurry, sir. We've a lot to see yet. And I'm saving the best for the last. This way, after you.
Hey, Slyrock, what are you doing that for?
We always keep that door locked, sir.
Oh.
Well, where are we going next, Mr. Slyrock?
We are on our way to a most interesting part of the lockup, my dear. The old keep. It used to be a dungeon. Right through this door, please.
Oh, coming.
Billy, why does he lock all the doors?
Lock house rules, you know. Now, down these steps. Kindly don't lag behind, boy.
It's kind of hard to see. The light's not very good.
I'll say it's not. And it's getting dimmer all the time.
I don't think I care about visiting the keep after all, Mr. Slylock.
Oh, come, come. It's not much farther.
But it's almost dark in there.
Just a little way farther on, my dear.
Well.
Hurry. There's someone.
Huh?
And I'm afraid his nibs may be growing impatient.
His nibs again? Well, who are you talking about?
You'll soon find out when I open the closet at the end of the corridor. Wait here.
The closet? Holy smoke, Isabel. Then his nibs must be the fellow in the closet.
The one Longear started to talk about when Red Lantern told him not to scare us?
Yeah. Remember, they said that he...
Listen. What was that?
I can't see very well, but I think something's moving at the end of the corridor.
Now what? Looks as if Billy and Isabel are going to meet his nibs. But who is he? What is he? Saturday afternoon calls for a special treat. Everybody knows that, and I bet you boys and girls will be calling for Bosco come 3 or 4 o'clock today. Yep, a tall, cool drink of chocolate-flavored Bosco milk. Now there's a treat that's grand-tasting and gives you real nourishment. You pack away important food elements with every glass of Bosco milk, because Bosco's brimming with blood-building iron that helps keep you up to par. So when you feel you need an extra lift, pour yourself a glass of cold milk and stir in a spoonful or two of delicious, syrupy, but delicious chocolate-flavored drink you ever tasted. And with every drop of good-tasting Bosco milk, you're getting elements you need for good red blood. And be sure you tell Mother Bosco's a real money-saver, too. It's so extra rich, it takes only a teaspoon or two per glass of milk to work that wonderful chocolatey Bosco magic. And now, back to the land of the lost. Bluebeard's wicked key, Slylock, has led Isabel and Billy into a dark passage in the depths of the lockup and told them to wait.
Something's moving at the end of the corridor, Isabel.
Sort of flickering, like phosphorus in the dark. But I can't see what.
It's coming our way. Dancing in time to the spooky music.
And rattling. Oh, Billy, I'm scared.
Isabel, do you see what I see? It's a skeleton key.
A skeleton from the closet.
When the doors have all been fastened tight, and the house is asleep in the dead of night, when forbidden locks I glide and open them up to see what's inside.
Oh, Billy!
I pick and I poke and I peek and I pry. Look out, or I'll visit you on the sly. I'm the criminal's helper, the burglar's friend, and they tell me I'll come to a very bad end. But I'm too smart for them all. There's nothing that's safe from a skeleton key.
Well, my young friend, aren't you proud to meet me? Me, the Napoleon of Stealth, the bony part of Keydom. I can do a lot for you if you'll do a little something for me.
For instance?
Would you like more pocket money? I know how to open a certain cash drawer.
Opening a cash drawer? That would be stealing.
Wouldn't you like to get 100 on your history examination? I know where the questions are locked up.
But who wants to cheat?
Oh, a pair of goody-goodies, eh? No bet bone.
Look here. What do you want with us anyway?
I'll tell you, my fleshy young visitor. My talents are being wasted down here. I want to get back where I came from. Back where things are going on. Where there's excitement and risk. And crime.
Well, what's that got to do with us?
I want you to take me back to Earth with you.
Huh?
Us?
Smuggle me out. You can slip me under your coat. No one will suspect.
Smuggle you out? So you can get back into circulation and help your crook friends to rob banks and break into houses?
You defy me?
I sure do. Wait till Red Lantern and the Master Key hear about this.
But Red Lantern isn't going to hear about it, my friend. Slylock?
Yes, Mr. Bone?
These idiots you brought here refuse to cooperate. Shall we?
Perhaps darkness and solitude will change their minds. We'll leave you to think it over. Say, for an hour?
Yes. Try out our little dungeon and see how you'd like to stay here. For life.
For life?
It's up to you and your brother. Entirely up to you.
Key rat, Slylock. Come, we'll be back in an hour.
They're gone. Oh, Billy, what are we going to do? That horrible Slylock and the skeleton key. They'll never let us out unless
now,
we...
Take it easy, Isabel. Don't forget Red Lantern.
But, Billy, what if he shouldn't find us? There are so many locked doors and winding passageways.
He'll find us, all right. Isabel, I had an old piece of chalk in my pocket. And when that Slylock started locking up behind us, I'd stoop down whenever we came to a door and draw an arrow on the floor before I went through.
My gracious! Was that why you were hanging behind all the time?
Sure. Old Slylock is an ugly customer, but we fooled him, Isabel. He won't dare go back upstairs without us. And when he doesn't show up, Red Lantern will start searching.
And the arrows will lead him straight to us.
Sure.
Oh, Billy!
A neat trick, huh? Red Lantern's probably on his way here right now.
Well, Master Key, I guess that winds up our business. I wonder where those tadpoles are.
Pardon me, Master.
Ah, there's Slylock now.
Well, yes, but my friends aren't with him.
I'm afraid the boy and girl found our lockup a bit gloomy, Red Lantern. The little girl asked if they couldn't leave, and I let them out the back way. I hope I didn't do wrong, sir.
Why, no, but... I wonder where...
Oh, they left a message. I was to tell you they had gone over to the playground of lost toys and would meet you there at 4 bells.
4 bells, eh? It's only 2 now. Well, there's plenty I can do in the meantime. Thanks very much, Slylock.
Not at all, Red Lantern. Glad to be of service at any time.
Suppose something's happened to Red Lantern? It's taking him awfully long to get here.
Oh, it just seems long because we're tired of the dark. Oh, cheer up, Isabel. I tell you, there's nothing to worry about. All we have to do is sit and wait. Hey, listen. Maybe that's Red Lantern now.
Sorry to disappoint you, Earthboy.
Oh, it's Slylock. And the skeleton key.
That tickles my funny bone. It really does.
What does?
Why, the way you're counting on your fish friend. He checked out of here at 2 bells.
Checked out?
You mean he's gone?
Long ago. I told him you had left by the back way and would meet him later.
Why, of all the...
Your hour is up.
I hope you've decided to be sensible. Take us with you, and you'll be out of here in 10 seconds.
Refuse, and you'll never see daylight again.
Oh.
Now, how about it, little lady?
You don't like this dank old dungeon, do you?
No. But I'd rather stay here than do something I'd be ashamed of for the rest of my life.
Atta girl, Isabel. That goes for me, too, with bells on.
No, very well. Come, Slylock.
Goodbye, earthworms. You've made your choice. Now stay there until you mold it.
Gosh, Isabel. Looks like we're sunk after all. I never thought they'd fool Red Lantern.
I didn't either. Help! Help, somebody! Help! Help!
That is how Bluebeard's wives call too, but no one ever heard them. No one ever came.
Oh, how's your throat now, Isabel?
It hurts.
Mine, too. We must have gone on yelling our heads off for hours.
It's been quite a while since we stopped. You couldn't maybe try just once more, Billy?
Oh, gosh, I'm hoarse as an old crow. But help! Help!
Never mind, Billy. I'm sorry.
Hello there!
Isabel, did you hear that?
Earth children, landlubbers, ahoy!
Landlubbers? They're calling us, Billy. It sounds like the master key.
Help!
Here we are!
Which way, Longhair? You see any more arrows?
We're in here, master key. In here!
Well, as I live and jingle, you were right, Longhair. They're here.
Are they okay?
Yes. Oh, Master Key, Mr. Sunfish.
Boy, are we glad to see you.
It's all due to the Longhair Sunfish. He was nosing around for news and discovered those chalk marks.
Yes, but you can thank Key West for guessing what they meant. She remembered Billy had a piece of chalk with him.
And persuaded me that Slylock was up to something with his nibs. Now I'll see to it that these two scoundrels settle right down for a nice, long rest.
Well, looks like the key ring has rung its last. But get a ripple on you, kids. I want to get you safely back to Red Lantern and myself to a shellophone where I can phone in this story to the press. Blithering barnacles, what a scoop, what a scoop!
So they followed the chalk marks till they found us, Red Lantern. And I guess that's all.
Not quite all, Pollywogs. You're going to make the headlines.
But Billy, we're going to make the headlines.
Listen, there goes Longhair on the shellophone.
Hello? Daily Splash? Sunfish speaking. Take this down for the waterspout column. Exclusive from your keyhole reporter. Sensational rescue at lockup. Members of Secret Key Ring today attempted to smuggle out their leader, the notorious Skeleton Key, by intimidating 2 well-known juvenile sightseers, Isabel and Billy. Orchids to the young Drylanders, whose quick thinking averted a real calamity in the land of the lost.
That skeleton, his day is done, and Slylock nevermore will set another wicked trap or lock another door.
Hi there, Pollywogs. Ready to hear the Lucky 7 prize winners? The roll call of the boys and girls who've sent in the most interesting letters about toys and treasures they've lost and won't return? Each one, you know, is going to receive the nearest possible duplicate of whatever he lost. First, and the first pair of twins to be Lucky Seven winners, Gene and Joan Mitchell of Indianapolis, Indiana, who will receive a dandy kickball. Another Indiana winner is Robert O'Neill of Dillsboro, who gets a handsome brown leather billfold. Robert started a Land of the Lost Club 4 years ago.
Second, duplicate awards of flashlights go to Daniel Barini, Jr. of New York City and Bob Lauterborn of Syracuse. And Mary Densmore of Waterfleet, New York, will soon be wearing a lovely sterling silver ring set with a dazzling zircon.
Third, Wanda Jeannie Searley of Patmos, Arkansas, wins a camera and a roll of films. Another Land of the Lost fan, Ralph McDonald of Sierra Madre, California, who has a gang of seven boys in his club, is about to become the proud owner of the nearest possible duplicate to his Indian head ring.
Fourth, Valerie Hoots of Gig Harbor, Washington, wins a baby bottle for her hungry dolly. And Bernard Gimble of Chicago gets a stunning green, gold, and pen and pencil set. More prize winners in just a second. Say, boy, oh boy, 3 months of vacation ahead for you fellows and girls. 3 months of swimming and tennis and baseball and games. And if you want to be raring to go whenever there's fun ahead, you want to eat lots of wholesome, good-for-you foods. The kind of important nourishment you get from chocolate-flavored Bosco and milk. Yep, rich, syrupy Bosco is brim full of iron, the kind of iron that helps build good, strong bodies. And something else, when you stir 1 or 2 teaspoons of Bosco into your glass of milk, you're stirring in plenty of sunshine vitamin D. Of course, you're stirring up a drink that's swell tasting, too. A tall glass of Bosco and milk tastes extra super after you've been swimming or playing hard outdoors. Now, better tell Mother right now that you're going to want plenty of Bosco this summer. Tell her how good Bosco is for you, how swell it tastes. Ask her to get you a jar of Bosco Milk Amplifier today. And now, back to Isabel Manning Houston.
And our fifth prize winner, Judy Osborne of Greenfield, Indiana, wins a pair of beautiful blue pajamas to replace the brand new ones her mother had just bought for her and lost bringing them home.
Sixth, a quartet of turtle winners, Norma McKenrick of North Wales, Pennsylvania, organizer of the Bosco Friends Club. Barbara Coccio of New York City, leader of the Land of the Lost Turtle Club, and Janet LaFond of Oakland, California, and Dorothy Meyer of South Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Seventh, Howard T. Grayson of Portland, Oregon, sent us an SOS that wins him a doll and a doll buggy. But don't think the doll is for Howard. Oh, no. It's for his baby sister who lost hers. Howard writes, "Please, please help me get a few minutes to myself this summer by keeping Marjorie occupied." Barbara K. Paul of Chicago really believes in our motto. She has written several times and now wins the return of her lost trading cards. Barbara and her friends have started 3 clubs, the Tiny Tadpoles, the Secret Swordfish, and the Merry Mermaids. Well, congratulations, all you winners, and to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost. Come on, join the fun. Play Lucky 7 with us.
And all you have to do to play Lucky 7 is to write a letter telling us about a toy or a treasure that you've lost and why you want it returned. For the letters which our Land of the Lost judges consider the most interesting, we will send a substitute, or what in our judges' opinion is the nearest possible duplicate of whatever that lost thing may be. Now, print your name and address plainly, and send your letters or cards to the Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. Remember, Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York.
And Pollywogs, keep on the lookout for that Land of the Lost movie. You'll love seeing Red Lantern rippling along underwater and Isabel and Billy crossing Spoon River in a gravy boat. Don't miss it. Ask about it at your local theaters. Tell them it's a cartoon film in Technicolor, a Paramount picture.
And I'll bet Mother and Dad take after you when it comes to liking delicious chocolate-flavored Bosco milk. Young or old, everybody in the family will go for that rich, appetizing flavor that only Bosco has, especially if you fix a round of Bosco drinks yourself. Tell your family that tonight, the treats are on you and Bosco.
And be with us next week when the devilfish escape from their den and run wild in the Land of the Lost.
Tune in same time, same station, when Bosco takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Houston. The director is Don Cope. Vocal arrangements, Peggy Marshall. Lyrics, Barbara Miller. Musical background by John Winters. And this is your announcer, Stuart Metz.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.